My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Doug Harsh, Gator out today, 248-539-9797. People still responding to the All-Star Game uniforms. From an unnamed texter, for next year's MLB All-Star Game, the players should wear their City Connect jerseys. That's from Jeff at work. I have a Tiger All-Star hat from last year. I love it. One of my favorites, and I got it on sale for like $25. That's from Jamie in Lincoln Park. I had to actually Google Duren to see what team he actually played for after he hit the homer, LOL. That's
fine. And you know what? It kind of sucks, but maybe it kind of worked in MLB's favor, too, that he actually did do that.
Yeah.
And now he knows who he plays for, and maybe he became a fan.
That's interesting.
Right? Isn't that? I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but if he Googled them, that helps with the search engines, all that stuff. I don't know.
Yeah. Intriguing. Next one. Have you guys seen the Tigers Big League Chew New Era caps? I've got three of them currently. They are so cool. That's from Greg in Plymouth. I thought I was watching A League of Their Own last night. Must be the Peaches. I thought it was terrible while working on 696. I'm considering buying this year's Tigers All-Star cap. That's from Roy. And then he writes, but I'm weird and I like buying unique Tiger hats. My favorite is the Big League Chew hat of from New Era.
I don't think he's weird at all. They sell so many different type of hats now.
Yep.
And Doug, you're a hat guy. I mean, how many different versions of a Padres hat do you have or whatever, you know?
Yeah, I got a lot.
I do like the Big League Chew hat.
I have probably three or four different Tiger hats. I don't have the traditional Old English D game hat, which feels like that's a hole in my arsenal. But I do have three or four Tiger hats, and I've got three or four Padre hats. During the All-Star game yesterday, I actually did purchase one of the Tiger All-Star caps on Tigers.com. Never before have I made an impulse purchase like that, but I really loved the cap. So there you go. There you go. And by the way, how many people were shocked to see former Tiger Willie Castro in the All-Star game? How many people went, wait, what? And for people who didn't know, yeah, I saw a text from Duren is a Red Sox. Okay, so Dan Campbell recently was on a Dallas. Was that actually a radio interview or a podcast? Do you know, Kang?
I believe it was a radio interview.
Okay. It was the Ticket in Dallas. Had him on a show called The Hardline. And apparently he goes way back with the hosts of this show. And one of the questions that came up was they talked about how aggressive he was. And they saw it in Dallas last year when he was going for two. They committed a penalty and he's like, hell with it. We're still going for two. We're not going to kick the extra point. And we saw all the fourth downs. I think that the Lions were second, if I recall correctly, second in the NFL in fourth down attempts a year ago. It feels like it's a part of the makeup of Dan Campbell. And I've said it multiple times. It strikes me that if Dan Campbell's your coach, we're just going to have to kind of deal with the fact that he likes to go for it. It's who he authentically is. But would he gear it back? One of the questions that he was asked, and here's how Dan Campbell answered it. Amen. First of all, I think you always have to be self-reflective. Look at what's working, what's not working. In literally every line of work, everything you do, you should reflect back on what works and what doesn't. Everything you do, you should evaluate the decisions you made in the past and make corrections when necessary. Thank God he's flexible. I'm ecstatic that he's flexible. Like he said, what are the strengths of the team? I think Dan Campbell, he said it himself, I am more aggressive by nature. Okay, which is goes back to the, if Dan Campbell's your coach, you're going to have to deal with it sometimes. But what are the strengths of the team? What if one of the strengths of the team is a reliable kicker who's booming them in from 60-plus yards? What if they've got their guy now in Jake Bates? Because when he says we're going to rely on the strengths of the team, it's certainly possible that one of the strengths of the team this year is a new kicker. I'm not counting on that. But if Jake Bates continues to get better, and Jake Bates' overall make percentage was nothing spectacular. I think it would rank him near the bottom of the NFL last year. But it was the plus 60 stuff that they didn't even bother trying, right? So we'll see how it shakes out. As he said, he thinks he knows what kind of team he's going to have. But I don't know that we know what Jake Bates is going to be yet. And I suppose we shouldn't discount the fact that Badgley can get better. You know, I mean, guys work out in the offseason. Guys improve their leg strength in the offseason. We expect rookies to get stronger. We expect players in the trenches to get stronger as their careers go on. Is there any reason we shouldn't expect a kicker to get stronger as his career goes on? Sometimes I'm surprised at guys who make it. Badgley is now 28 years old. Actually, correction, he's about to turn 29. He'll be 29 before next season. So, you know, could he improve his leg strength? It's possible.
Well, it's all, kicking is also a mental thing, too, yep. You know, as much as it is a physical thing. And maybe he's improved his mental stability and just being in the league longer, kicking in, you know, more in bigger games and in playoff situations. And I know it's a kicker, Doug, but a lot of other positions on this team have gotten better, you know, under this coaching staff, under Dan Campbell. So you can't rule out the fact that the kicker might get better as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I like the fact they brought in competition. I like the fact they brought in someone who can kick deep, long field goals, whose issue seems to be maybe being consistent inside the 50 or inside the 40, and that's why they'll compete. And you'll never know until you put these guys in the fire to find out who comes out on top.
So Jake Bates in the USFL last year, from 50 and beyond, he made it out to 64. He was 6 of 10 from 50 and beyond. His overall field goal percentage was 77.3%, which would rank him if he did something along those lines, would be 28th in the NFL. But the bulk of his misses were for beyond 50. He had one miss inside of 50. That's it. So the leg strength that he brought to the table had them trying kicks that others probably wouldn't try. Last year, with Michael Badgley, they didn't try a field goal from beyond 50. They didn't try. They only tried with Riley Patterson. So, you know, that this, if depending on Bates' training camp and how he does in the preseason, could impact what Dan Campbell decides to do. Now, do you remember anybody calling up and saying, I love that he goes for it on fourth down so much? Or did we mostly get complaints?
No, we've got some of those calls. They like aggressive Dan Campbell. Not everybody, of course, but
248-539-9797. Do you want to see him continue to be that aggressive?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.